Good morning, boys and girls. I'm going to tell you a story about one of my grandsons today. He's 13 years old. Is anybody here 13 years old? Not yet? Well, he's 13, and he and his brothers and sisters and his mama are in Denver right now taking care of his grandma, who is sick. And one night just before Christmas, he went to spend the night at his auntie's house with his auntie and his cousins. When they got up the next day, Auntie and one of his cousins went to the store. And you know what they found there in one of the aisles? They found some great big candy canes. And you know what they did? They did something they shouldn't have done. And they took those candy canes and they went out without paying for them. That wasn't right, was it? Well, you know, my grandson went home and he ate that candy cane. And a couple of days later, it was about 10 o'clock at night, and his mama was sitting out in the kitchen all by herself. And he came out. She thought he was in bed, and he came out, and he says, "Mama, I have to tell you something." And she said, "Okay, Tegan, what is it?" "Well, Mama, I did something when I was at Auntie's house that I shouldn't have done." And she goes, "What did you do?" "Well, when Auntie and cousin and I went to the store, I stole a candy cane." And she goes, "Oh, Tegan, you know better than that, don't you?" And he goes, "Yes, Mama, and I have to go back and pay for it." And like I said, it was 10 o'clock at night. But his mama said, "Well, I'll call the manager of the store and talk to her right now." So she made that phone call, and the manager said, "I'll be here for another 30 minutes. Well, that grocery store was 20 minutes away from where they were, so they got in the car. She told him, "You get your wallet and you get your money, and we're going to go right now." And on the way over there, she told him, "Tegan, you know you're 13 years old, and you know that they can punish you and put you in jail for stealing at 12 years old." And he goes, "I know, Mama, I know, but I just have to pay for it." And so she kept driving, and pretty soon he just started crying. And he says, "Oh, Mama, please pray for me now, because if I go to jail, I won't live." And she looked at him and she says, "Well, Tegan, do you want to turn around and go home?" And he goes, "No, I need to pay for that candy cane." So they went ahead and they went to the store, and the manager was there waiting. And he went up and he says, "I just want to tell you that when my cousin and I were here 2 days ago, we stole a candy cane, and I want to pay for that." And she says, "Okay." And she took him over to where the candy canes were. They picked out the same kind that he had, the same flavor, and she went over and she rang it up, and she took his money, and then he was standing there. He was waiting for the lady to say, "Okay, now you're going to have to go to jail." But you know what she said to him? She said, "Young man, there aren't very many boys your age that would come back and confess and say what they had done and make it right." And she said, "I just want to know that's all that's going to happen to you today, is you're just going to have to pay for the candy cane. And I just want you to know that I'm proud of you." And boys and girls, you know that's the way it is with Jesus. When we do something wrong, that's all we have to do is go to him and say, "Jesus, I'm so sorry. I want to make it right." And you know, Jesus forgives us just like that store manager forgave my grandson. So you just always remember that, okay?